Constitution.
America.
USA.
America.
USA.
America.
America.
Welcome to the Arcadia Constitution team, where in less than 24 hours, we will be heading up to Sacramento to compete in the We the People States competition.
5, 6, 7, 8.
My name is Lucas O.
Oh, wait, we're not doing the whole thing.
Hi, my name is Lucas O, and I am a member of the 23 to 24 Arcadia Constitution team. Constitution team, or as we call it, Gov team, is an academic team a student can try out for during their junior year. There are 6 units or teams the program is divided into, each covering a different part of the U.S. Constitution. There's Unit 1, Unit 2, Unit 3, Unit 4, Unit 5, and my unit, Unit 6. The special thing about Unit 6 is that when we introduce ourselves to the judges during competitions, we have to give a cultural introduction, and me being of Korean descent, I had to say,
안녕하세요! 안녕하세요! 안녕하세요!
Which caught on with the rest of the team for some random reason. So with the We the People competition, there are basically 3 levels. There's the district level, the state level, and the nationals level, which is held at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Because we were able to win districts back in December, we were able to move on to the state round in Sacramento. There are 10 total teams competing in Sacramento, and in order to move on to the second day of the competition, we have to place in the top 4 on the first day. On the second day, in order to move to nationals, we have to place in the top 2. As soon as we arrived at the hotel, the program hosted a reception for all of the teams to eat, meet each other, and give speeches introducing each of the schools. Once the reception ended, we had to get studying and get some sleep for the first round in the morning. After suiting up in the morning, each school headed into their respective rooms for the competition. The way the competition works is that each unit will be called up to compete in front of a panel of judges, which are different for every unit. The unit will then present their written response, which we spend months writing. Once they are done reading, the unit then enters a free response session, where the judges can ask anything they want about the unit's responses or the issues it covers. After we were done competing, I just remember feeling so confident because these performances by all the units, including ours, was the best I had ever seen. So after all of the stress of studying the night before and competing on the first day were over, we walked over to Old Town Sacramento, where we were free to explore. Thankfully, Unit 4 was very, very optimistic in helping me with the filming process.
And then you... Hi guys, welcome back to our vlog. We are currently going to the streets of Sacramento. One word to describe your experience so far.
Amazing!
Oh yeah!
After the fun was over, all of the teams headed into the main room where the program coordinator would tell us which 4 would move on to the next day.
I am going to announce the top 4. Gary Tomorrow, Centennial High School. Yeah! Foothill High School. Yeah! Emerald Valley. Yeah! Doing hearings tomorrow, Arvin High School.
I want to say I was pretty shocked. I think everyone on the team, including Ms. Leahy, our teacher, was expecting that we move on to the second round. So
I looked around. Everyone around me was kind of crying. They were very shocked and very surprised. I just felt mad. I didn't feel sad. I just felt mad.
But the real answer was embarrassing because we were holding that camera right before, right? And I think we came into it
we basically anticipated that we would be in the top 4.
Yeah, we anticipated that we would be in the top 4 because of, how we performed on the day.
Besides the competition, how was the trip as a whole?
It wasn't bad. I enjoyed the trip, actually. despite the fact that we lost, it was a very fun experience.
Yeah, it was a really good trip going there. Teddy, one of the people in my unit, he spilled a bunch of Coke on me and actually everyone. So that was definitely a highlight.
What has been your favorite memory from this experience being on GOAT?
I really enjoyed our unit meetings with our coach on Sunday nights.
It's definitely something that I probably will never have again. This is my first academic team to be in and also my last since it's my senior year.
I would say having my unit come over to my house for chambers, that for me felt like one of the biggest things that we've done.
안녕하세요. My name is Lucas O.
Yeah.
I remember before you said we had a community circle. After the community circle, we played a lot of card games, and through those card games, I learned a lot about the other team members that I felt that I wouldn't have learned about otherwise, and it was just genuinely a really fun experience.
Even though we did lose in the end, and it was really disappointing, but just more shocking than anything, just the bond that I was able to create with the rest of the team was really incredible on this trip. And with my unit, I remember just we didn't get along very well at all in the beginning of the year, but now we're actually a family. And I know our teacher said that we would be close with our unit all year, and to be frank, I didn't believe him at first, but now I can't imagine me not knowing them and not being friends with them. In terms of my favorite memory from this whole experience and this year so far of GovTeam, God, there's so many. I think my favorite memory of the whole year was giving my introduction every time, just because it kind of caught on with the team somehow. And every time I see someone from the team in the halls, that's usually what they say to me. So I remember after we lost, we all kind of congregated, most of the team congregated together in a community circle in one of the rooms for, must have been like 2 hours. And they all wanted me to say it one last time, and I'll never forget that.
I'm a second generation Arcadian attending Arcadia High School, the same as both of my parents. And as a second generation Korean, I would love to learn more about my culture.
Thank you.